is a zoning agreement amendment at 433 and 437 Grassy Boulevard under file ZAA9 of 2012.
Okay. Applicant, Garo Kobal Singh?
Yeah, it's Garo Kobal Singh.
Okay. Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you for information.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Give 10 minutes.
I'm the applicant. So, do you have any questions?
What are you applying for here exactly?
Oh, there's existing zoning agreement for height restriction.
Okay.
I'm building a two-story side-by-side units.
It's right on Grassy, east of Skyline.
On lot 9 and 10.
Okay. This is your opportunity to make a presentation. Do you have anything else you
want
to say, right?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions of the applicant?
So you're only proposing to build on lot 9 and 10, which is the westernmost lots?
Yeah, that's only two lots I own.
And who still owns the other three lots?
I don't know. There's a guy who put an offer on it. His name is Chris.
I see.
Yeah.
And so you're coming forward and just in terms of the rezoning on those two lots, do you have anything with you today with regards to what you're proposing to develop on this site?
I applied for the permit. And
Do you have any renderings with you of what this would look like or what it would design, the design of it?
I wasn't told that I had to bring any of that information.
He did submit some plans with his application. I have them here.
So you have site plans?
Yes.
But not elevations?
We have site plans. We do have elevations as well.
Did you meet with any of the neighbors across behind you or on the other side of the street?
What?
Did you meet with any of the neighbors behind you or across or on the other side of the street?
No, I didn't.
Well, let's hear who else is here. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody whose name has not been called who wishes to speak in support? Anybody whose name has not been called wishes to speak in support? Anybody whose name has not been called who wishes to speak in opposition? In opposition? For information, we have Norma Whitfield. Do you wish to come forward? Clerk there. Good evening.
I don't have the best memory. I've written this down to make
no problem.
A little more clear. I was one of a large group who came in 2000, and we all went home quite fine with the idea that there would be an old folks' home built on this portion that's on Grassy and Skowron. The builder had, I believe it was 2 years, to get it in action, or it lapsed. We understood that it had lapsed, and from then on we heard nothing, absolutely nothing of what was going on over there. Well, about 2 months ago, a whole lot of big machinery moved in, and they started putting in sewer and water, and they have done several things over there. And we understand that it is going to have 5 duplexes built on that small property. We're all in shock. The neighbors who are right bordering on the eastern edge of that property didn't come today because, in their words, they're too traumatized to talk about it. They've been trying to upgrade their house, and all of a sudden they are going to be sitting beside an area of duplexes. And most of Grassy is in that area is zoned and has been for years. I've been there 52 years. And most of it is zoned at no less than 50-foot frontage and single-family dwellings. And all of a sudden, we're going to have duplexes across the street. When did this happen? Can we look at my questions, if you don't mind? And I'm going to read them, and if I just want answers, I'm as I'm not, I don't get traumatized easily. Maybe that's it.
Now, most of these questions just for information.
For information, and then...
I'm just saying that it would probably be the applicant that would be responding to them, not necessarily members of this committee.
No, I think not.
So I just encourage the applicant who's in the room to make sure that they know
listen
the
well.
Coming forward. Yeah.
Yes, listen well. Yeah. Because somebody has the answers to these, and I haven't been able to get them.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Is the zoning that was necessary for the seniors' care home that was okayed in 2000 exactly the same as the zoning that's required for the multiple family units? Does anybody have an answer to that?
The way the process works here is at the end of all your questions, the applicant gets to come, at the end of all the delegations, the applicant gets them come forward again.
He wouldn't know that.
Ms. Whitfield. Mike, you can direct the question via me, and I'll send it to the administration right now. So, to answer the question, what would be the answer?
The property is zoned RMFS, that's residential multifamily. Under any zoning district, there's more than one use that's allowed. So under this particular use, a duplex is permitted, as well as a small multifamily dwelling, as well as a senior's assisted living facility.
Okay, then let's proceed to
that.
So the
zoning is in place, is what he said.
So the zoning is in place?
Apparently so, yeah.
All right, that relates to question number two then.
Yeah.
When the time limit on the permission to build the care home ended, why did the zoning change not also get canceled? It was requested and granted specifically to allow the senior's home to be built, nothing else. Why did it not get canceled,
sure,
along with the application to build the place?
The time limit back in 2000 wasn't necessarily put on the construction of the care home, but it was on the rezoning. The rezoning was finalized and went through, adopted as bylaw, but for whatever reason, construction never occurred.
And that zoning was not based on it being a care home?
Well, that zoning allowed for it to be a care home, but it allows for other uses as well.
Which I guess none of us were ever told. Okay, number three. In the last 2 months, sewer and water lines have been installed for the buildings that are going to be erected on this grassy scouring property. In the same period, grassy has been widened by two lanes at the builder's expense, east to the end of the property's grassy frontage. This would not have been done if the builder did not know what he intended to build there. Has council already decided what would be allowed on this property? Exactly what is it? Is it duplexes and how many? Is it row houses? Is it specific as to how many families will be housed on this small property? And will it be divided exactly as is indicated on the posted Free Press public hearing announcement? And I included a map on the back here, just for those of you who aren't familiar, to let you know what I'm talking about if you're
that.
Not familiar
you.
With it. Now, you can see there that it's zoned as five lots. Does that mean that there are going to be five duplexes facing grassy? I've looked at the way they've put in the sewer and water lines. That doesn't mean anything to me, but there are a few green posts there. And it looks to me like they might be doing 1, 2, 3 facing grassy and 1, 2 facing scouring. But that's not what the picture shows. The picture shows it as five, all with the frontage on grassy. Anybody have an answer for that?
They all will be.
Point of order.
Sorry.
You're the
order.
Person who is.
Yeah.
I should
order.
Not be
you,
holding
of
a conversation.
The way our process is, you can't respond at this point. So.
Okay.
Can I answer the question? Is there any detail on that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the lots already exist. They existed even prior to the rezoning back in 2000. In terms of which ways the buildings will orient themselves, that information we don't know yet. We've only received an application for building permits on the first two lots. It's possible the other buildings may face inward to each other. We don't know. It's without an application without an application for building permit, we can't say.
So the builder does not know what he's going to put up there yet?
The applicant is only at this point intends to build on the first or the westernmost two lots. The other three lots, we haven't received an application to build anything on yet.
Designated as 10 and 9? Is that what he's building on?
I heard him mention 10 and 9. Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk. You can talk to me later. Okay.
I'm sorry, did you have other questions within point 3? You need clarification?
Well, yes, those ones that are. I don't know if I get answers now. How many families are going to be there when I... Are you Mr. Pill?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Major. I talked to you on the phone, and I didn't get quite an exact answer when I asked you how many families would be there. And I was under the impression that you weren't sure if it was going to be duplexes or if it was going to be bigger than that, if there, some of them were going to be larger than duplexes.
Right. Again, the applicant has applied to do a duplex on two of the five lots. So, you know, that would be two dwelling units for each lot. So that'd be four dwelling units they've applied for. On the other three lots, again, no plans have been applied for. The property is zoned residential multifamily. So as of right, whoever the property owner is on those, for those properties, they would have a right to apply for, you know, a small multifamily dwelling.
Row houses?
Potentially. We haven't received plans for those lots.
And you make a ruling based on something, you would be making a ruling tonight based on not knowing what the plans are?
The only thing we're dealing with at this point in time is a condition in the existing zoning agreement, sort of a agreement that runs with the land that states, you know, currently nothing can be built over one story in height. Otherwise, by virtue of the fact this is zoned for residential multifamily, the landowner already has rights to build a number of uses. It's just a matter of whether they can go more than one story. That's what the applicant has applied for.
As I remember from 2000, there was an allowance made for one portion to be two stories high and the rest were to be one
that's
story.
Correct.
But that has lapsed. But it's still usable in this designation.
Yeah, you're correct. There was a portion of the zoning agreement to allow a portion of it to be an extra story in height. But the condition was worded in such a way that it really could only apply to that one set of plans for that one senior assisted living facility. For clarity, it needs to be removed in order to go more than one story.
Number four, by any chance, since this isn't cut in stone yet, are any of these multiple family dwellings under the category of Habitat for Humanity or assisted living facility or government subsidized housing or group homes?
The Habitat for Humanity is the applicant. There also have been no applications for a group home. I would also note as well, our zoning bylaw doesn't distinguish between affordable housing and market housing as well. So that's not something we can deal with in this venue.
Okay. My city taxes, and I'm not on city sewer and water, are over $4,300 a year. Will my taxes drop when the sale value of my house drops because I have multiple family dwellings right across the street? Now, that's a bit facetious. Sorry. But we all know that's a reality. Does anybody want to comment on that one? That it is a problem to all of us.
I would note, certainly, specifically, our assessment taxation department hasn't done a specific, assessment on this property, but just generally the literature that exists out there generally suggests that new construction, doesn't have a negative impact. In fact, maybe even boost property values.
Okay, not from the point of view of the rest of us residents. Absolutely not. That's why the people right next door are too traumatized to come to this meeting. They have been trying to boost the sale price of their house, and by doing some very good fixing up, the person on the east side of me has this summer just finished put a lot of money into his revamping his pool, and he's not very happy either. And he is sure that it will lower the house values. Okay, number six. Much of this area, at least on the south of Grassy, which is the side I'm on, opposite the area that we're discussing, is zoned at minimum 50-foot frontage and single-family dwellings. Will having multiple family dwellings on the north side now make it easier for a developer to get approval from the council to build row houses on the presently empty 100 feet immediately east of my house? And if you want to just check the map there, you'll know what I'm talking about. And people like Mr. Wyatt will know who I'm talking about, what developer I'm referring to, who has kept us in limbo for 8 years, and because he doesn't want to build only two houses on that 100-foot property. He will be in there like a dirty shirt, building a row house or something if he ever gets around to progressing with the deal that we have or don't have. Right now, it is zoned to allow no more than two single-family dwellings. And those are the ends of my questions.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
Questions for Ms. Whitfield?
Yeah, just I'm reading the report, Ms. Whitfield. I wasn't here in 2000 when this was rezoned, but apparently it was rezoned back in 2000 for seniors assisted living, multiple family housing development, a 22-unit development on that land. So, to put it in perspective, I counted how many, based on the design that they had here from the year 2000, they had 19 parking stalls at the front of their building. So,
parking stalls don't have kids.
No, I know, but I'm just...
Neither do senior citizens.
I know.
Not ones that get into your pool that you've...
I know.
Made a few thousand bucks to revamp and so on.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to have some questions for the applicant too, in terms of detail of what this is going to look like and everything else. But I guess my question is more kind of, are you aware that the previous application that was actually approved by the city, why they have the RMFS, the residential multiple family small zoning right now, is for they could go in, they could potentially do a one-story development and do, you know, this many units on the site, from what I gather, which, you know, you've got five lots there and you've got 22 units potentially, right? Whether it's seniors or condos or whatever, right? It'd be.
But there's quite a difference between a seniors complex and row houses. There are difference. I don't know how much you
many condominiums marketed as so-called 55-plus condominiums, right? And but ultimately, whoever moves in pays for the condominium fee and buys the condo, right? I mean, they're not necessarily going to turn somebody away who is buying a condo, right? I mean, that's the... So I'm just saying that right now, the existing... Like, they technically don't have to come in here. If they're building a one-story building, they, by the sounds of it, want to build two stories.
That's why I haven't put down against or for...
Right.
Because you can have some pretty nice two-story,
yep.
And you leave more property around your edges.
Well, and that's why I'm curious to see what I heard what you said in terms of what is their plan, and I'm curious too, because, you know, I'd like to see what that is and what it looks like. So.
Well, that's why I'm here, to see how much input you people have on determining what they build there. Like, there are some fairly nice... duplexes at the corner of Molson and Grassy.
Yeah.
They don't look bad at all.
No.
And yet they've got that many people in them.
Yeah.
But you go farther on down Molson, and it looks like a truck drove between a house, and they just left the empty space, and they put the duplex on each side of it. Do you have any say about that?
Well, we do, as long as they want two stories, right? If they decide they want to do a one-story building, they can spread. They can do that right now. They have the ability, the zoning is in place, as the planners point out, that they could do multiple family on that one whole building as long as it's one story. Okay? They have that in place, granted to them in 2000.
And leave 5 feet around each side?
Well, there's variances that are required based on setbacks that they would have to follow. If they wanted to reduce the side yards, based on, they would then have to apply for what's called a variance or conditionally, well, a variance, which would go to the Board of Adjustment. So there'd be another public hearing for that if they wanted shorter side yards or shorter back yards or front yards. Absolutely. There'd be another public hearing required. But if they stuck to the rules, you know, in terms of setbacks, and they stuck to one story, they could technically do what they want to do right now. So it's that kind of, so I'm I want to see what they're proposing, like you. I want to see what they're proposing. So.
Specifically?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
And keep in mind, we're only dealing with the two lots right now, right? Because these gentlemen apparently only own the two. They don't own the other three.
That's the thin end of the wedge.
Well,
just like it's the thin end of the wedge for the area that's beside me, that is not going to remain with me, hopefully. What are they going to build there? Could they put a row house in there? Could they get that changed? Because right now it's zoned for two houses and no more.
Yeah.
But
let's see what they say coming back. But you raised some good questions.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mr. Whitfield.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. Ron West Willowa? West W-M-A-N or M-A-W? 44 Scourin?
Yeah.
Is it Ron or Ross?
Ron.
Okay.
If I don't have information about it, can I talk on it?
Absolutely.
If you like, yeah, feel free to come forward.
Sure.
Can you get your spelling your name here properly, just for the
record? It's N-E-W-M-N, Newman.
R-O-N. Last name?
Newman.
Newman.
Ron Newman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Should have been a doctor.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just want to talk on it. I was involved in the 2000. And what we were believed is, because I did some door knocking for this, for the senior home. And we were told at that time in 2000, if this didn't go through, it would turn back to residential. The zoning thing would turn back to residential. That's what we were told. And there's a whole bunch of neighbors that haven't been out here now. If they realize what this is going on, they'd be upset. And my neighbor, Mark, Burke is beside us, and we're a kitty corner. We'll be looking at this on the, and we don't want no duplexes. We don't want no two stories. If it's single dwelling, it's foamed, so we have no problem with it. But I got to stress, in 2000, I was one of the main guys that did some door knocking to push this for John Weeb and Jake Weeb to push this 55 plus, and we're all in favor for it because it was a 55. But now we're hearing that it's not going back to residential. I can't believe that, because we were told in 2000 it would, if it didn't go through in 2 years, it would return back to residential. And if it's not turned back residential, whatever goes there, we're against. If it's not single family dwelling.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Thanks, Ron.
So you guys are here together. This is Ron and Mark Burke.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I actually wanted to say is, first of all, they have to come with a plan, and obviously that's been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to see what exactly is going in there, if it was a two-story, whatnot. But there's obviously no information. And, you know, the thing is, if you only own two of the five, you should be almost, if you want to put it all together and make, you know, if you wanted to make good, they should go and talk to each other. You know, it would make more at people at ease if they were all together, sort of thing. Because if it's just two and you're putting them side by side, and who knows what's the other guy's going to do, right? So I'd be with Newman, Mr. Newman, and say I would not be in favor of it.
So, but what I understand is this: they can do whatever they want there now,
but it
has to be a single, no two story.
Yeah. The zoning stayed in place. After that hearing,
okay.
They renewed the zoning. Whoever had the property renewed the zoning, right? Our zoning was done.
The zoning was approved. It was adopted as a bylaw by council. Just the construction of the seniors' assisted living facility never occurred. So with that two year expiry date you're referencing wasn't necessarily tied to the building of the building, but it was finalizing the rezoning. So the rezoning was finalized. The building was never built.
Okay, that's. I don't know if you can go back on council wide, because that's not what we were told, a whole bunch of us.
Yeah, it predates my time here, so yeah. I wasn't involved at the time. So,
okay.
Yeah, but thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Been here a while, but not that long.
Is there anybody whose name that's not been called to wish to register or speak for information?
Yes.
Oh.
I may be able to shed some light on this.
Did you fill out one of these forms?
No.
For information? Do you want to register for information? Come on down. Travel. We know who you are.
Yeah.
The clerk will get you. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name's Norm Boyle. I'm at 685 Bonner. I sell real estate. I had these lots up for sale back in the 90s, about 1995 actually, and they were zoned. I never checked the zoning, but I was under the impression they were zoned R2 at that time. There was five lots that are zoned R2. There was no servicing in front, which made it pretty difficult to sell with no servicing. I was not involved in 2000 with the, it was Doug Henney was involved then with the seniors program, etc. But I was under the impression that the zoning fell through for the seniors home and it went back to the five lots R2. Okay, that's, I was trying to clear something up.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. Anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak or register for information? For information? That's what we call, because sometimes it actually is somebody who wishes to speak or register for information. All right. Hear none. We call back the applicant. Guri Kwabal Singh. Hello, sir. Did you want to respond to some of the questions or comments that were made by...
Yeah, I bought this lot 3 months ago. I don't know history, you know, I don't know what was there in 2000 or before.
Okay.
And I filed application for land of education use with the city. I paid $500 and they gave me this letter and it clearly states it's a residential multifamily, small. I can build side-by-side or multifamily housing. After I applied for the permit, only then I found out there was a height restriction. And the other thing I just wanted to add is, I'm building a raised bungalow. There is two single attached car garages at the front, and it's around 1,200 square feet living space with the basement. Garage is part of the basement. So when you talk to the planner, not the planner, the guy, plan examiner, and they said they wanted to consider it as a two-story. And we were talking with them for a week, and we wanted to call it as a one-story, and they said, no, it's a two-story. That is like 3 months ago. Then they wanted us to apply for the amendment, and there I am. So if you have any other questions, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, questions for the...
Yeah, Mr. Singh, we've heard from some of the residents in the area, some of them have been there a long time. So what I want to do is I want to lay this matter over to the next meeting in January, and if you're prepared to do this, and that is, and I guess my question to you would be, are you prepared to bring with you, you haven't first of all met with any of the residents in the neighborhood, so none of them know what's going on other than the fact they've seen a sign for this meeting. I know you've given the planner, by the sounds of it now, some sort of drawings with regards to site plan. Are you prepared to bring something to the, first of all, maybe share with the neighbors what you're looking at doing, and then also bring to this meeting a month from now, site plan, drawings, elevations. When I say elevations, I mean what the sides and front of the building are going to look like, exactly what you're planning, design, and build here. You must have something, it sounds like you already have something in mind in terms of what you want to build.
And not in just mind, I have submitted the plans. I thought I'm here just for the removal of that height restriction.
You're in a public hearing now.
Yeah, no,
and you're proposing a change. You have conditions on the property, and so we're not necessarily saying no to you tonight, but what we are saying is we want more information.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm a small builder, and I build around 5-6 homes a year. And I waited 3 months, and if I have to wait another 2 months, I'm paying interest on these things, and there's nothing I'm doing right now. So it will make a lot of impact. And a planner has the front elevation. If you guys want to look at it, you know.
I haven't had a chance to look at anything tonight, and neither have the residents. So unfortunately, this is information which should be supplied ahead of time.
Yeah, if I would have been told, I would have.
Okay. Yeah. So it's your call. You want me to lay it over to give you more time to do this, excuse me, or just simply reject the application now, which would terminate it? It's your call. You're the applicant.
Yeah, I think I don't have any other choice, so,
Okay.
I'll just come next hearing.
But I think it's crucial if we're going to do this. The reason we're doing it is to get more information, right? So it's for you to share with your neighbors across behind you what you're proposing, share with the folks you heard today what you're proposing, show the design, show the elevations, show what it's going to look like. You got to remember, I understand you bought the property. You have certain property rights.
Yeah.
You do have the ability now to build something, but you know, you're looking for a bigger building, and we wanna see what we can do to assist you with that, but at the same time, you have to give the neighborhood an idea of what you're proposing.
Right? No, I understand. I know. So, if they look at it, you know, what I'm proposing, they will love it. It's, you know, it looks fantastic, and it goes with the neighborhood. I know that. But the thing is, there was a phone number. There was posters there for a few weeks. There was a phone number. If anyone would have, I got some phone calls, and I called them back and told them what I'm going to do. If they would have called me, you know, I could have given them information. I think they were of no use. They were there for 3 weeks. That was my phone number on those posters. Yeah, anyone would have called me and asked for information. Yeah.
Give us those now. If you have it.
Order.
So do you want me to lay it over?
Yeah.
Get that information?
Please, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr.
All right.
Singh.
Thank you very much.
Any further questions or comments? All right. Back to the matter in front of us this evening.
Okay.
433, 437 Grassy.
I'm going to move the matter be laid over to allow the applicant a chance to meet with the neighbors and also bring forward some detailed design features, both in terms of site plan and elevations for the properties that he's proposing to build.
All right.
And supply it in advance of the planner prior to the meeting.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.